Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about all this. You are listening to the one and only DJ Butterfly Feces here. And also, Comedy Organic, okay? Organic, say hello to the good people.
When you start talking, listen to this, everyone. This is Comedy Organic, okay? This is, you know, part of the platform. The show is called According to the Microphone, but when you start talking about your enemy start telling people about the show, you already changing the experience with the outcome of how you invested in the spirits of your enemies and people that you have problems with. You already took that approach, so you're tripping up for the moment where success has to enjoy the ride. Okay, cool. Now, this is one of the things everyone out there, I'm going to say thank DJ Butterfly Feces for the program that he's actually hosting, and he's given us the spirits of his narrating and his, you know, commentating of, see, because I know you remember the point in time in the show where he was trying to demonstrate how I talk. And he's got me sound like some kind of Muppet that's being, like, someone throwing a sock in a Muppet mouth. And it's kind of the spirit that he's trying to demonstrate how I talk. But I'm not one to appreciate someone trying to give it. Because, see, this we got society. We have people that are trying to mimic. And I know this is a flattering moment. Someone trying to mimic you and demonstrate how you talk. But DJ Butterfly Feces, as you was getting ready to present the message, now, let's get on with the platform.
All right. Look, when I said that they should tell even their enemies about this, the whole point is they should tell everybody. This is a cause that affects everyone on the planet. This is a real epidemic, all right. This is Cocoon from the microphone once again. It is 7:03 o'clock p.m. And really, we invite you not just to listen, but to talk, get involved, get into it. We're here. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right, now, if you're just joining us, where have you been? Dang. I'll basically start from the beginning, but I'll try to make this brief. I was a guy who was living in McKinleyville, California. I spent my whole life pretty much there, and I was expecting to die there. I did everything there was to do there. You know, McKinleyville, we got everything, you know. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. Honestly. It's Northern California, so it snows there, you know. Ski, sled, snowboard. We have a beach. You can surf, boogie board, wind sail, parasail, you know. We got beautiful forests. We got everything. I did everything there was to do there. Now, see, I spent my whole life just getting by. I thought, I'm just going to be a guy who's going to sit back and stop and smell the roses. You understand? I wasn't thinking about, you know, I wasn't really thinking long and hard about really being one of those guys who basically has this big, lucrative, low-labor, skilled career where he just spends all his time on his career or whatever, and the money comes in, you know, getting a big paycheck and all that, trying to do the bare minimum, like being a lawyer or a doctor or something. You know, I just thought, I'm just going to enjoy life. I'll take any job. I'll do anything. I was a C average student. I didn't try hard. I was the guy who just got by. I just eked by. You know what I'm talking about? Organic, you understand this, don't you? Anywho.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. I understand the presentation that you are trying to recommend me say. You want me to say how you're experiencing Valley getting by. You understand? I'm barely getting by. I barely pass. You understand those things. Now, if for me to understand, or is it for the viewers to hear your platform, what you're saying, and me, I am the co-host, right? And I have been aware of many different means of what people's experiences are, right? You got some of the most educated people that don't take this so too serious, right? Then you have some of that try to oppress others because they're not that educated, you know, and they're not doing it in a way to inspire you. They're doing it in a way to degrade your knowledge and why you should not be able to talk to them, because you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the degree, you don't have their intellect, you know, wealth from what they think. And there's so many people that have not finished school, don't have any kind of degree, that technically are some of the most smartest people on earth. So it's a lot of different variables in that. Feces, what's the word? What's going on right now?
Well, the word is, dang it, I was just getting by. And the truth was, I didn't think that much really about, I didn't realize how tough things were going to get. The age we live in, you know, like more and more, the demand is getting worse, especially in America. It's bad all over, but especially that this way in America. Anywho, what I did was that when I finally left high school, I thought, okay, I'll take any job, anything, just enough money to get by. I'll just sit back, stop and smell the roses and whatever. But you know what? In a town like McKinleyville, we got everything. So much people want to say that there really aren't jobs or places available. I thought about getting a place of my own, but everything seemed to be pretty much booked out. My parents tried to tell me this much. You know, some people, when they really need a place to stay or a job, they move. They leave town and go where the work is. But I couldn't even think about leaving McKinleyville. McKinleyville. It's my everything. I mean, honestly.
Excuse me, as a shocking update, our bulletin board have put some information out, have been putting some words in our presentation to disrupt this madness we hear right now. Excuse me right now. This is an update from, you don't want to hear this right now. This is an update from, we don't want to hear this right now, department. We have passed on the information, and the department said relief moments right now. We're going to have to lie down. We have shocked the world with, let us go, talk no more. Yes, this is Comedy Organic OK, and I had to come across a little because this guy right here is giving us something for our ear. And I think that it's better for us to enjoy the ear experience of the information than be like a chalkboard screaking over the words. Stop it, CCs.
All right. Thank you. The thing was, I was living with my parents. I stayed with them for a while. I kept thinking, something will happen. A job will come up. A place will come up. It never did. Once again, in McKinleyville, we got everything. People want to stay there, you know? And it seems like there aren't places or jobs available pretty much anywhere now. It is bad. Things are real bad. I was there for a while. I like to tell myself that I was living in a one-bedroom apartment in my parents' house. But as my father put it, that would imply I was paying rent. And I wasn't. My father let me stay as long as he did because I was his son. And also because otherwise he'd have to really talk to my mother. You know how a lot of parents want their kids to go so they can, you know, the husband and wife can really spend time to get together, really get to. Yeah, my parents didn't want that. They were the kind of people who got together because, really, they seem to have no other options. Nobody else wanted anything to do with them. And they stayed together because, well, for the same reason. Where else would they go? What would they do at their age? Dang. I tell you something. It's messed up is what it is. To call it messed up doesn't even cover half of it. but, you know, I stayed there for that long. But finally, my father got to the point where he said he didn't even want me there. That doesn't mean he wanted me to stick around, hang around forever. He told me to go. He kicked me out around the holidays. It's right at the end of the year, you know, when family is supposed to be together and all that. Could at least wait until after New Year's Day. You know, that would make more sense. I mean, you know, New Year's, you know, you want to go out there and resolute and prove yourself and whatever. But anywho, I left with just the clothes on my back and a backpack that wasn't even half full of stuff. I walked out of the house, and I thought, what am I going to do now? Now, you need to understand something. Now, when you're first thrown out of your home, when you're first getting, you're officially homeless, it doesn't sink in quite right away. You know, you're still in shock. You think, I'm not one of them yet, am I? Maybe me and my parents will work things out. I walked through town. I went through Hammond Trail, passed by a waterfall. Yeah, we got that there, too. Yeah, I had seen all this stuff 1,000 times, but tonight it felt different. I thought, my childhood is over now. Now I'm an adult. I'm on the street. I'm going to die out here like so many do. Dang. I happened to be passing the end of the trail, and I went up to the campsite, and there were people there. Not people I recognized. I thought I knew everybody in town, but these people different somehow. They were. Different how, you might ask. Well, I didn't know them, and also I noticed that they seemed to be just passing through. They were drifters, or as I like to call them, vagabonds, whatever. One of them was Organic OK. I waved hello, asked them what the dealio was. What are they doing? What do they want to do? And they told me, honestly, they basically were going all around. Organic told me about his big expedition. He was going to all over the globe, a philanthropist himself with his money, and basically staying at places, but also coming into town, picking up the trash, and getting homeless people off the streets. Was he telling the truth? I wasn't quite so sure, but I was thinking, dang, now that sounds like something. That really sounds like something. I told him I just got basically kicked out of my parents' home around the holidays, no less, the end of the year. Could they maybe help me out? And Organic, you remember what she said to me?
Yeah, I remember what I said. And what was going through your head when I said it?
The truth is, he told me I could come aboard. I could join your little expedition. I could be part of it all. I'm going to say no. Then you swore me in. You gave me the name DJ Butterfly Feces. I wasn't totally into the name, but once again, you thought I should have a moniker out here on the street. Whatever. We talked and whatever, and then later, for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, we flew to Vicenza, Italy. We celebrated over there. Now, we picked up a lot of garbage, but I noticed how much different the city was, how much more artsy and beautiful and ornate it was. And we basically had some of that Italian food. You ever had Italian food in Italy? I tell you, man, you can taste the difference. It was special. We saw the fireworks come up. It was so beautiful. It was also, and before I knew it, I was part of it all. Now, good people, if you've been following the show at this point, you should know. Right now, we were in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Yeah, that's right, all the way down under. Once again, we were out of our element. But we were in a place that spoke English. I was basically at the beach, helping people out. Now, let me tell you something. The vagabonds at the beach are just a little bit different. People are homeless all over, but the ones that are at the beach are kind of, they're very different than the ones who are basically you see on the streets. People aren't always the same, no matter where you go. But somehow, all the cities we felt through, they all had a specialness to them. But I tell you one thing, dang it. The moment we got to, when we saw the homeless problem, all the trash thrown everywhere, it all began to feel familiar. Why do people throw their trash anywhere? I guess it's more convenient. And in worse parts of the world, they feel What do we got to make our city look nice for? We live in filth. It's like a teenage boy, you know, who basically keeps a messy room. It's not that he doesn't want to clean it. It's that he's used to it being filthy. He knows where everything is. It's all on the floor. And when he puts it away, somehow it's just not as cozy. His room doesn't cuddle him like it should. I think that's why people still litter. But I guess everybody's got a whole bunch of different reasons. I remember I went to Organic and I asked him if I could, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? If I could basically check out some of the city myself, just go around on a tour. He said, yeah, after we basically picked up some trash and all that. It's 7:16 here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces and Comedy Organic OK. Let us know what's going on with you, okay? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Check out a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. She is going around, and she is making quite a storm. She is doing big things. She is basically traveling the world and seeing it herself. I know it's really easy at a time of free download just to listen to her music for nothing and just be a fan that way, but really, give her a look. See what she's up to. Beach, and I don't know if you've known this, but I asked a professional when we got to town how bad the homeless problem had gotten there, and they said about a third of the population of Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, were homeless. A third. Organic, don't you think it's a sign of something gone wrong?
I mean, let's listen to this for a moment. When we start talking about, it's like going to the store, and when you get there, you got your mind on made on what you want to make, and find out stuff been out for a while. And when you hear about when it's coming back, you want somewhere else, and then you find out better experience, better quality. What I'm explaining to you is, it's so many experiences that you're getting with people's oppositional moments, and they got desires of success in their actions. It was better than people you could ever depend on getting information, getting resources in a lot of different moments. You find yourself saying, why are we distracted? Why we have to be redirected to people that we think can't do nothing? Because what we've been, you know, I would call it propaganda factors of pinning things in the air and thinking people can do things, you know, they should not be undermined. They should not be not given the resources they need so they can be the best version of their success, right? When people always able to help you with your problems and things are pitted in a way where you can win and the people have to be compromised. You know, that's the thing, right? What is the quality? What are we really giving people, right? You find people that don't have anything you have, and they're making things that you couldn't make with things that you have better resources with. Then we have moments where you see the same type of people, but you see a different type of ability, right? You see, people, I remember seeing this fascinating person. They have this exceptional understanding how to create. And you have someone that they polluted, and they're not creating like the person you have been connected with. And this person is trying to exterminate your connection to that experience, because if you connect to them, you find out they're not the ability of what people think. So on both sides, you're seeing a lot of people that are not necessarily giving you the best ability that fuels the success and connect the people with a better experience, right? Think about your experience. DJ Butterfly Feces, my name is Comedy Organic OK. Comedian Organic OK, same person. Now, you're listening to the show. It's called Cocooning from the Microphone. The host is DJ Butterfly Feces.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And today, Maya Harrison, she's in Los Angeles, right now. She's performing in Los Angeles.
I've had some nasty things to say about Los Angeles, and I meant every single one of them. There's a place where the homeless problem is really bad. But, you know, once again, check her out. Anywho, as we were basically going back to the beach, I sat down and I decided to basically take a moment just to talk to the people who are on the streets, you know. We should do more of that. I wanted to make more of a point to do that. Maybe sometimes what they just need is someone to listen to their story. And this guy was there. This guy told me a story. He was a really rugged outdoorsman who basically was trying to prove he could live off the land. A real tough type. And, you know, there are a lot of real tough types in Australia because it's a very rugged country. Very dangerous, you know. A lot of dangerous animals, a lot of exploits. To survive there, you got to be tough as nails. And you got to be that in general to survive on the street. But he spent most of his time at the beach. I asked him, he basically told me this much about how he spent pretty much all his time, his whole life, trying to maintain his home and his stuff or whatever. And he decided it wasn't enough for him anymore. You know what he wanted to do? He wanted to live off the land. He was going to try and prove he could do that. There was a time when they wondered, can you do that? Can you? Dang. That was a real thing. I sat down, I told him about my exploits, about everything I did, pursuing whatever. He said, yeah, you know, you're doing something really heroic, he told me. But you're not really living like we are. You're not really on the street. You know, do you think you could survive a day out here? I had to admit, I don't think I could, you know? I've been too domesticated, too refined. Dang. I basically took the time and to just ask him what he did, how he survived, and he told me he basically he went all around and, you know, he fished. He basically went around there and tried to go to trees, pick fruit off them. I mean, he was basically living not just like a guy on the street with his hand and hat out looking for spare change. He was getting by. I asked him if he ever had any desire to return to civilization. You know? I asked him. And he told me, he said, not anytime soon. Why would I? I thought that basically all the members of Melbourne, Victoria, Australia were especially really something. Now, living out here, I was impressed, but I still thought that we needed a service that was going to take some of these people back in. It's the same problem everywhere else. Yes, we were as far away as Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, but it didn't even matter what city we were in. This was the problem everywhere. We're living in an information age where technology is doing something people used to do, and more people being thrown out of work onto the streets to rot. There's not that many places to live, and even so, you need a job, money to justify, you know, because by living indoors and eating every day and trying to shower to stay clean. The catch was that you worked for this. I've noticed the more technology advances, the more people are being thrown out of there and whatever. This is a problem. And there's more people out here than ever. Is the world ending? Is that it? I'd ask myself, have we just reached a point where humanity has peaked and now we're just going straight downhill? Because really, is it just over for all of us? I wanted to help these people. How do I get them off the streets? Well, I said I picked up garbage. And you know what else? You know what else? You know what else? There's a lot of people out there who basically are living like a whole massive horde in one apartment. I thought, okay, well, it's getting them off the streets at least. They're pulling their resources together. Maybe I can help them out with that. I got a hold of some payments, and I said, you don't have anywhere you can stay, right? He looked at me like I was the dumbest man alive for asking that question. I mean, if he did, would he be out here? What to do? What to do? All I could think about was honestly how much that we can't help like we want to. Help. You know what I'm talking about. I basically tried to encourage as many of them as possible, you know, to stay together in collective clusters, like a horde and whatnot, to get by. I wondered about basically taking maybe a few of them with us to help out. But Organic said even he didn't have the means to just take everybody on board. We have to basically find what helped these people from where they are. Not everyone is going to be collected. Not everybody's going to be saved. I talked to the Rugged Survival Man. I said, have you actually basically encouraged others to do what you do? You know, prove you can survive on the streets, hunt and fish and all that just for survival out here? Have you proven that? Have you encouraged others to join with you? And even he said he didn't want to tell everybody his secrets, because if last thing he needs is competition, something has to thin out the herd. There is such a thing as just too much competition. Maybe that's the problem. There I was, feeling like, dang, I want to help. I want to do some actual good. I want to basically help these people. But, you know, I basically realized I was beyond my means. What could I really do for them? I basically got a couple into some homeless shelters. That's right. I went over there and I fast-talked and hustled. I talked about our cause and they got to stay there for at least a while. I don't know if they're going to keep them there. Normally they don't, but dang it all. Dang it. I can say I did something. I basically tried to help. I tried to save. I really wish I could have basically gotten everybody to march with me and basically move some mountains, but even then I was asking too much. And then something occurred to me. Maybe I could help them out more than a way after all. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Comedy Organic OK. You can pick up all our shows off Blog Talk Radio. Look them up. You know, and when we're on the air, call us. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you. Please, hear the please at some point and get involved with the cause. Please, do so. And check out Maya Harrison. She's touring the world right now. She is all over making her message heard. She's doing the world like we are. She's not doing something as important as we are, but I think she seems to be having better success at it. All right, well, thank you all. Thank you, and good night.